Make sure you get a bulletin. Everything you need to know about what's going on is in here. A lot of good stuff in there. Amen. We have a special guest speaker next Sunday. And make sure you're here. Invite a friend. It's going to be awesome. Been a while since he's preached, and we have a special guest speaker. Yeah. I have the camp meeting flyers ready. So make sure you get one. We're still calling it camp meeting, and we're just putting another theme to it this year. Calling it prophetic revival. I've been in communication with Debbie and Connie and Jim, and they're all so excited about coming. Debbie ministers at Jim and Connie's church from time to time, so she's trustworthy. And I've talked to her, and she's excited about coming. She's been to Columbia before. Actually, she's been to the Cornfield Revival. So she knows a little bit about Columbia, and she's excited to be here. And she was complimenting us on the flyer. I said, they're not professionally done. They're called Walkersoft Park Publisher. If I can do it, anybody can do it. Let's read a word this morning from Psalms chapter 103. And don't forget, next Sunday is the fish fry. So anybody that invite them to come out for lunch. If they're going somewhere else to church, tell them to come on out to lunch. We're going to have fish cooked up by Ricardo for kids camp, fundraiser for kids camp. And that's next Sunday. The word tells us, Psalms 103, verse 17 through 18 in the Message Bible. God makes everything come out right. Aren't you glad for that? He puts victims back on their feet. He showed Moses how he went about his work, opened up his plans to all Israel. God is sheer mercy and grace, not easily angered. He's rich in love. He doesn't endlessly nag and scold nor hold grudges. He doesn't treat us as our sins deserves us nor pay us back in full for our wrongs. As high as heaven is over the earth, so strong is his love to those who fear him. And as far as sunrise is from sunset, he has separated us from our sins. God's not holding anything against you, so you don't have to hold anything against yourself. Amen. As parents feel for their children, God feels for those who fear him. He knows us inside and out. Keeps us in mind that we're made of mud. Men and women don't live very long like wildflowers. They spring up and blossom. But a storm snuffs them out just as quickly, leaving nothing to show they were here. God's love, though, is ever and always eternally present to all who fear him, making everything right for them and their children as they follow his covenant ways and remember to do whatever he said. I didn't know that said all that about love, Pastor. Amen. Father, we just welcome you in this place today. We invite you, the King of Glory, the Lord of Hosts, to be in our midst today. We thank you that your Spirit is hovering over us, and we invite you to come into our midst and do what only you can do, Father. And we just give you praise today, Father, as we come into your presence with worship today. You receive us because of the blood. We stand before you righteous. We stand before you sin-free, holy, made righteous in you, Father. And we're so thankful for that today. Thankful for the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your life will win for us. You sing, oh God. Sometimes I get up here, as much as I like to talk, I haven't anything to deliver, you know that? But you know what? From experience, I know sometimes when you don't have nothing to deliver, the best thing you can do is keep your mouth shut, you know that? God's still good, amen? Hallelujah. Go ahead, guys.
Yeah.
I was at a funeral yesterday, and they read a passage or some passages of scripture from Revelations, and they were talking about horses. I love horses. I love me some horses. That's bottom line. But anyway, I think it's awesome how things are going to happen. Because it's written. It's nothing I'm making up, you know. He's going to come riding on a white horse. He is going to come riding on a white horse. And then there's some things that's going to come riding on a red horse. There's one thing that's going to come riding on a red horse. There's a thing going to come riding on a black horse. But I haven't studied it enough to know the difference between a white horse and a pale horse. But I know the scripture, one is life and one is death. Amen? I also thought after hearing that scripture read that the horse I want to come pick me up is the white horse. Amen? That's the horse I want to come and pick me up.
Amen.
The black horse and the red horse and the pale horse. Nah, put me on the white horse. You know, Dad sang a song years ago. We were riding, and it's talking about he's riding a white horse all across the land, amen? And our Heavenly Father has laid this out for us. And sometimes simplicity, we make it complicated. Now, don't get me wrong. I know that it's not a cakewalk, but it's easier to live right to me than it is to live wrong, because you got a conscience. When you do something wrong, I can promise you, your conscience is going to bug you about it. Bottom line. So, I'm not saying anybody in here is living wrong. But you can well bet that your loved ones that are not saved, I can promise you, their conscience is bothering them. And I promise you this. I've heard it said at the Relevant House many times, well, we'll sick the Holy Ghost on them, amen? So what they did a lot was pray for those individuals. They kept prayer on their lips about these particular people. And that's what we need to do, guys. We just need to pray and pray and pray for the saved to come in. We can start at home. When we clean out our own house, we got room to talk about somebody else's. Amen. But then again, well, that's just the truth. We can start at home with a lot of our problems. It's related to the world, and that'll help the world. Amen. But anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. But I like the fact that he's coming back. I like the fact that it's all been planned out. And I like the fact that one of these days, I'm going to get to meet that man riding the white horse. You know what I'm saying? So it's all good. You ready, Kenzie?
We stand and lift up our hands for the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Holy is the Lord God
say, well, it's rising up all around. It's the anthem of the Lord's renown. It's rising up all around. It's the anthem of the Lord's renown. And together we sing.
Come on, church.
And everyone sings.
Faithful God forever.
this morning, or there's somebody listening, or there's somebody going to be listening to this service, and the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me, and he said, you have become weary. You have stood, and you have stood, and you have stood. The Lord says, just like something we had shared about a devotion, I said, you're going to have to keep digging. Don't let that shovel quit. You just keep digging, and you just keep going, and you just keep going. For God says, be not, Word says, be not weary in well-doing. And if you don't quit, guess what? You're going to reap in due season. In due season. That season may be today. And that season may be tomorrow. But I tell you what, God's the one going to do it. You can't do it anyway. So don't get discouraged. And don't say, I just don't know. I just don't know if God, I tell you what, God says, look to me. Let that faith be risen again in your heart. Stir it up. I tell you what, you can get cold and not know it. You can get cold. You can get away from the fire. You can stay away from the fire so long till that little ember's going to get cold. You need to be around people. You need to be with people that are worshiping and praising God, and you need to be in the midst where the presence of the Lord is there so that fire just keeps being kindled. It may be through a word that Ricardo says or Pastor Shirley or through a song, but you'll feel that strength rising up on the inside of you like, yeah, you're right. I can go another mile. I can go another mile. So whoever that is, you need to not quit. You need to believe I can go another mile, Ricardo. Amen.
Thank you.
I get so involved with what I'm doing sometimes I get ahead of myself. So y'all bear with me, forgive me. We'll get it right one of these days, amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the offering today, Lord God. Knowing, Lord God, that it's your hand upon all the givers of this church, Lord God, that you've blessed them mightily. And I just thank you for that in the name of Jesus, amen? Amen. Hallelujah. He became sin who knew no sin, that we might become his righteousness. He humbled himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing. Love so amazing, yeah.
Jesus Messiah, name above all names. want to say this. Sister Shirley said we're going to have a guest speaker next Sunday. I just want to tell you that it's one raised from the dead. And a lot of things happen when you're raised from the dead. And it's just amazing how things have worked out with the songs and what Sister Shirley shared to begin with. Because I told her that next Sunday morning I'm going to preach what may be the most powerful sermon you ever heard on the love of God. And it's called The Seven Marks of God's Love. And it will absolutely spin your wheels to realize that God loves you that much. Just tell everybody now they need to be here next Sunday. Okay, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The love of God. Wow. I've said before that once we get that revelation. Okay. The love of God. Once you begin to get a revelation of the love of God, it'll change your life. It will change your life. And with the cords of love, God draws us into Himself. Amen.